The supply of homes for sale in Milwaukee remains tight, keeping prices up and reducing options for potential home buyers. Some housing experts and politicians say there would be more homes on the market if there were changes to capital gains tax policy. We continue our examination of systemic barriers to home buying and possible solutions in our series, Seeking Solutions, Keys to Homeownership. Here's WUWM's Taryn Powell.
Mike Ruzicka can share a number to illustrate just how tight the local housing supply is. Ruzicka is president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. He says at any given time, the metro Milwaukee area needs another 5,000 housing units on the market to meet the demand.
Even though over the last couple of months, our numbers are showing a little bit more listings coming on each month, it's, you know, incrementally above what it's been the last couple, you know, year-to-year level. But overall, it's still really, really low, and which is why prices are going up so much.
Ruzicka says the challenging inventory is a longstanding problem.
It's been a growing issue for going on 15, 20 years. Really, since the Great Recession, we lost a lot of developers and a lot of new home builders during that recession. And since then, we've not been producing the houses we were, say, before the recession.
There are a couple of bills in Congress that proponents say would help get more homes on the market by changing the capital gains tax rules on home sales. They argue the current rule penalizes some people who are considering selling their homes, resulting in them staying put. Take local broker associate Amanda O'Day. She says she's not selling her home right now due to the potential of having to pay a capital gains tax. O'Day says she bought her house for around $300,000 about 5 years ago. She says now the home is worth over $500,000, and since she's a single tax filer, she'd have to pay a tax on the difference.
You already have to pay a tax when you sell, right? You have to pay a transfer tax and different things like that. But now you add the capital gains on top of it, and really people just stay in their houses longer if they want to not have to pay those taxes.
Kurt Paulson, a UW-Madison professor of urban planning, says rule changes could encourage people like O'Day to sell.
The main political argument for reform is that you have large numbers of older homeowners who are living in larger homes that are not being recycled and turned over to younger families. They don't want to get hit with the capital gains tax, and so they're just staying in the house.
Under the Taxpayer Relief Act, home sellers can exclude a portion of their profits from taxes if they meet specific criteria, including that the home was used as the primary residence for at least 2 of the 5 years prior to selling.
That current exclusion is $250,000 for a single filer or $500,000 for a married filer. Those exclusions were written into the law in 1997.
Paulson says those federal exclusions no longer apply to as many people as they once did. The rules haven't been updated in the nearly 3 decades since they were adopted.
At the time, very few people had $500,000 in capital gains. But given the fact that those dollar amounts have not been adjusted for inflation, now you see large numbers of households that maybe are above that exclusion amount.
One bill in Congress would double current exclusion limits and adjust them for future inflation. Another measure would eliminate federal capital gains taxes on the sale of primary residences. The federal capital gains tax rules change would not affect capital gains taxes imposed by states. Missouri recently eliminated its capital gains tax for individuals, becoming the first state to do so. The National Association of Realtors backs changes in the federal capital gains tax for homes. Evan Lydiard is the director of federal taxation for the organization. In an emailed statement, he estimates that current federal rules result in a capital gains tax for 34% of home sellers who are single filers and 10% of married filers. But Mike Ruzicka, the president of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, is not convinced that changing the capital gains tax would greatly impact inventory in Metro Milwaukee.
The capital gains exemption is not really going to do much to encourage existing owners to sell, because if they don't have somewhere to move, there's no point in selling.
He says there's still not enough overall supply to go around. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Seeking Solutions, Keys to Homeownership, comes from presenting sponsor, Educators Credit Union. You can check out all our series coverage at WUWM.com/housing.